Finally, a little rain, but still extremely dry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This fall, they're calling it this a flash drought. This drought here, they're going to have to start feeding hay. Do you get rid of those older cows? Do you go ahead and sell your calves off instead of wean them? You know, you might turn those out on some pasture, but you don't have the pasture. So it's difficult for all of us.
While some areas of the state finally got the first measurable rainfall in nearly a month yesterday, it's still critically dry throughout Tennessee, and it's been hard on cattle producers. Josh Woodard is the manager of the Tennessee Livestock Producers Sale Barn in Columbia, and already as a result of the dry conditions, he's seen an increase in cattle coming to market.
You're seeing cattle coming in now with the no precipitation we've had, a lot of weigh cows, a lot of stuff. People are going to have to start feeding hay. Their grass is drying up. We need to rain soon, but yes, you are seeing definitely more cattle because of the dry conditions.
Knox Messick is a cattle producer in Warren, Bedford, and Coffee counties, and he's been concerned about the lack of moisture, pastures dying off, and ponds going dry.
It's been tough. Anytime you have water issues, having to haul water, you have to buy city water. You know, you run into weight losses and stuff because of poor pasture conditions, and it's just costly all the way around.
Messick says, too, even though he and most other farmers have had an excellent hay crop this year, he doesn't want to start feeding hay no earlier than he has to for fear of a hard winter. And while he can't control the weather, he does keep the faith, like many other producers, that opportunities to stay in this business will keep coming.
There will be a lot of cattle on the market, you know, maybe that someone will have to sell. And if a person does have a place he can had a little extra grass or an extra place to put some cattle, there will be an opportunity there for someone to step in and buy some cows that someone may have had to move because they ran out of grass and water, and we'll just keep on keeping on, you know.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.